Chapter 3. Valentine's Day.
Saturday, January the 31st. It's nearly February, and I have nobody to send a Valentine's Day card to. Sunday, February the 1st. There was a lot of shouting downstairs last night. I would like my parents to be more thoughtful. I need my sleep. I don't expect them to understand what it's like being in love. They have been married for 14 years. Monday, February the 2nd. Mrs. Lucas came back in a van. She took a lot of flowers and small trees out of the garden. She put them all in the van and left. I had to visit Bert Baxter today. At least I missed the math test. Tuesday, February the 3rd. My mother isn't doing any housework these days. She just goes to work, comforts Mr. Lucas, and reads and smokes. My father's car did break down. I had to show him where the bus stop was. Imagine a man of 40 not knowing where the bus stop is. My mother is reading a book called The Female Touch. She says it's the kind of book that changes your life. It hasn't changed mine. But I only looked at it quickly. It is full of rude words. My spot is smaller now. Wednesday, February the 4th. I had my first wet dream. So my mother was right about the book. It has changed my life. Saturday, February the 7th. My mother and father shouted at each other for hours. Nobody cooked any dinner. So I went to the Chinese chip shop and bought some chips. I sat at the bus stop and ate them. I felt sad. Came home, fed the dog, read a bit of my mother's book, felt a bit funny, went to sleep. Sunday, February the 8th. My father came into my bedroom this morning. He said he wanted to talk to me. He looked at my photo album, played with my Swiss Army knife and asked me about school. Then he said he was sorry about the shouting yesterday. He said that he and my mother were having a bad time. He asked me if I wanted to say something. I said he owed me 75 pence for the chips. He gave me a pound. I made a profit of 25 pence. Monday, February the 9th. Bert was okay today. He told me about the First World War. He said his life was saved by a Bible he always carried in the top pocket of his shirt. He showed me the Bible. It was printed in 1956. I think he's going a bit senile. Tuesday, February the 10th. Mr. Lucas is staying with us at the moment because his wife has taken all the furniture. Our heating isn't working. It's freezing. Wednesday, February the 11th. My father went to London yesterday for work. He rang this evening and said he had lost his wallet and wouldn't be able to get home tonight. Mr. Lucas and my mother were trying to fix the heating all night. I went downstairs to help them at 10 o'clock, but I couldn't open the door. They said it was stuck. Friday, February the 13th. Black Friday. Pandora doesn't sit next to me in geography anymore. Barry Kent does. He blows bubblegum in my ear. I sent a Valentine's Day card to Pandora. Saturday, February the 14th. St. Valentine's Day. I only got one card. It was in my mother's handwriting, so it doesn't really count. My mother got an enormous card. It was in the shape of a big elephant. She went all red when she opened it. There was no name in it. She also got a little card from my father. He had written inside it, "Let's try again." Sunday, February the 15th. Mr. Lucas moved back to his empty house last night. I don't think he liked all the shouting about the elephant Valentine's Day card. I went to my grandma's at dinner time. She cooked me a real Sunday dinner with gravy and Yorkshire pudding. Monday, February the 16th. Pandora got 17 cards. Nigel got 7. Even Barry Kent got 3. I just smiled when everyone asked me how many I got. Barry Kent said he would hit me if I didn't give him 50 pence every day. I told him he was wasting his time. I never have any money. He hit me in the ghoulies and walked away saying, "There's more where that came from." I must start that newspaper round. Wednesday, February the 18th. Woke up with a pain in my ghoulies. Told my mother she wanted to look. I didn't want her to, so she said she wouldn't give me a note to get out of sports today. Barry Kent hit me again. Thursday, February the 19th. Prince Andrew born, 1960. It's all right for royalty. They have bodyguards to protect them. Barry Kent took £1 from me today. I wish I knew karate. It's quiet at home because my parents aren't speaking to each other.